Oulio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkulo olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and of course, with my colleague, Zafia Basson.
Yes. Good evening.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm always fine, as usual. So yeah, dear listeners, it's that time of the evening, early evening, where we talk about, matters of economic concern. And yeah, before we jump into description or a definition of what business and economic segment is, just want to thank Dwight and also Helmut with their home run program. And now is that time of the evening where we have to discuss business and economic segment. This is a platform where we discuss, domestic economy. We discuss international economy. We look at things of bread and butter. We also look at, political decisions which are affecting how the economy is operating. And the fundamental aim of this program is to make sure that after every discussion, we make sure that we instill those, thought-provoking questions, and we awaken that innovative mind, because at the end of the day, we would like, this program not only to be a platform where people win debate or we win, debates in terms of points, but at least to bring something on the table, at least to make sure that we bring something in the mind of individuals, and also change the thinking of our decision makers, the thinking of our business operators, the thinking of our citizens, and also those who are in, innovation sector. And yeah, just to bring about the Namibia that you want, just to contribute positively to the long-term objective of the country, and also to make sure that at the end of the day, whichever platform we are finding ourselves, we are moving at the same direction, and that direction can only be building the Namibia that we want, building the Namibia which is competitive, and also operate at a global scale, a Namibia where we are not only being defined by records of being an unequal country in terms of the economy, but in Namibia where individuals are enjoying the resources of the country. And yeah, even in terms of happiness level, ordinary individuals are fulfilled, and they have positive thinking about what our kids will be in, because we want to bring about, discussion that will bring about the Namibia that, we want the Namibia that bring about, comfort in the future. So after every discussion, like we are always saying, after every discussion that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line for our callers, so that they can engage us in the studio, so that they can give their views, they can come up with their, constructive criticism, they can bring about their points. We also make sure that, we open the line for those with experience and those who understand, because we are not the expert in this platform, and we are also not new. However, we are facilitating the program to make sure that, we bring about that discussion, we build one another, and also to make sure that, the discussion is being driven to the right direction, because at the end of the day, countries are not built by individuals who are yes men, and countries are not built by individuals who just agree on one thing. That's why men and women have to stand up and fight democratically, and also in a civilized manner, to bring about the country that we want, to make sure that we bring about advancement in our country. And yeah, to understand that one day when Namibia is standing where it is supposed to be, you can stand up and say, I contributed one brick to that state. And yeah, that is my country which I want. So, dear listeners, Before we go to the conversation for today, before we go to the topic that we have today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia on all our social media platform. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on X, that is former Twitter, you follow us on Instagram, and you also follow us on LinkedIn. And the other thing is also that we have our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's a newspaper, it's an online newspaper that you can also download into your phone. And it's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Interestingly, we also have an app, that is Eagle FM app, because we are living in a world of advancement, in a world of fast-changing technology, and also in the world where individuals are working smart instead of just working hard, but they are working smart and in the way that life is simplified. So we have an app because we understand that there are those listeners who call us or engage us online and also engage us directly to say, no, you guys, Eagle FM Namibia, you are closed. We are not being reached by your frequency. What is going on? Are you guys not operational? We are operational. It's only that we are operational in a different zone. If you are in a situation where the frequency is not reaching you, make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. Make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. That is it's the same app that you use when you, you know, it's the same app. For example, you have WhatsApp, but this one is more simplified, very easy to use. You can listen to program which are on air, and you are also being able also to go to our archive. That is an open archive. It's a podcast, past shows, you know, programs that you have missed. You can also be able now to go to those programs. Then you'll be able to follow, because sometimes you are busy. You may be at work when a certain program is being hosted. However, by the time you reach home, you can still access those information. You can still go back and listen to what was said, what David have said, what Zafia have said, and also what others, host of programs have said. Then you'll be able to follow. And, it's a very fast, easy to use app, and that will make your life easy because people are no more in the world where you are using a concrete radio. Your phone can be everything to you. It's your banking app. It's where you listen to Eagle FM. It's where you work at. It's actually making your life very easy. And on top of that, interestingly, we have Imba app. That is it's a simplification version of hymn book. It's a simplification version of a hymn book because, as I said from the beginning, we are moving toward the world of digitalization. We are moving toward the world of digitization. And indeed, for you to follow and for you also to make sure that you are not left behind, make sure that you download Imba app. And Imba app, as I said, is a simplification of a hard copy hymn book, because in the world of digitalization, you can have a hymn book just by downloading Imba app. Then you'll be able to, whether you go to church, whether you go to happy events, whether you go to those life events like funerals, memorial service, then you find yourself in the situation where you don't have a hymn book. You can just download Imba app, then you'll be assisted. You'll be able to use Imba app the same way you are using a hymn book, a hard copy. And interestingly, this is something which is for free. You just download it and you can use it. What is also very interesting is that Imba app is not only hymn book in one language. It's in Oshiwambo. That is, of course, a Hangano. Look at Oshierero, Maimborido, Afrikaans, Sirozi, and other local Namibian languages. So, for you to be a good citizen, for you to be a citizen who is working smart, and also a citizen who working together where the world is going, in the world of digitalization, make sure that you download Imba app. And yeah, so like I said, we're in the studio with my colleague, Zafia Basson. And yeah, after a very short commercial break, we are going to start with a conversation. We are going to start with the topic for today. And indeed, we are also going to open up the line for you. We are going to open up the line for you so you can engage us in the studio. So stay tuned.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso. Zakare riferire mise kunani zencha kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe muvone maikuto amancha a Imba app Mui kutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mui kole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amu vone, imba enja, nye encha farizwe, ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilimi, kukopanya naha, nikuhasa nyari zira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe, and of course, my dear colleague,
Safia Basson. Good evening, everyone. So today, David, let's talk about something that's on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
The cost of budgeting, what we don't have.
Yeah.
The Namibian government plans to borrow about 29.8 billion this year, of which 21.2 billion will come from local sources, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. Is Namibia the only one doing this, or is this common elsewhere? And what does it mean for our economy? So we're going to be discussing this, you know?
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, it's not just Namibia.
Yeah.
We've seen it that borrowing to cover budgets or deficits isn't unique to Namibia. The U.S. does it.
Yeah.
South Africa does it,
yeah.
Our neighbor. Even big economies like Japan and UK are deep in debt.
Okay.
So it's often about balancing what a country needs to spend versus what it actually earns through taxes and other revenues. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I think you are right, and I'm also not agreeing with you to say other countries are also doing it. But one thing that we need to put in mind is that we need to be very honest with ourselves because when you put Eno Godogwan, the finance minister of South Africa, in this chair, then I take Memerika Shafuda and take her on this chair. Then we talk about what you do in your country, we are also doing it. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, are we at the same position? Do we have the same financial capacity? Do we have same revenue? Are we where South Africa is, or are we where US is? Look at our population and also look at our need. Yes, we may have commonalities as countries, but you saying other countries are also doing it. The question that you need to ask yourself is this: why are we not able to feed ourselves? Why can't we play within the scope? I know a lot of economists, they can come with their theories, and I'm waiting for that to say, why Namibia trying to be like other countries? Why are we budgeting what we do not have if we have already a lot of problems? Why are we promising people what we cannot afford? Because looking at the budget of 106 billion, then you look at 29.8, you start to realize that if you just remove 6 billion, if you just, that is 30% of last year's budget. You understand? Because last year's budget was 101. And this is what we need to fulfill our needs is, 29 billion. And you are asking yourself to say, how are we going to solve our problems if we cannot maintain what we have? Because if you just look at the statistics very well, you'll be able to realize to say, you are continue to budget what you do not have. You are continuing to be in debt. Then you are also saying, no, that is the financial system. That is how countries are doing it. But remember, our priorities are not their priorities. We have a lot of priorities in Namibia, and we have a lot of things that we did not yet solve. And remember, had it not been our president who said, "Not this year, we are not going to increase old age patient," where are we going to stand? Where are we going to stand? Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And if you are also saying South Africa is doing it, the question that you need to ask yourself is to say, what position is South Africa in right now? Do you know that the governance system of South Africa is, I don't want to say it's the most unstable governance system. It does not have center of power. It's because of not only economic decisions which have been made by previous ministers and previous administration, by the way people handle the economy. Because if you trace back 5 years ago in the history of South Africa, which is our neighbor and that we are connected to, you will be able to realize that most of the decision, most of the unsound financial decision that were made is what brought South Africa to where it is right now. What brought to a system where the finance minister have to be sent back more than two times because he also realized that to say, I'm going to present the budget, but in the coffer, I do not have it. I don't have it. That's why there was a plan. If you look very well, like the beginning of this year, when Enoch Godongwana was sent back in South Africa, he wanted to increase the tax with 2%. Then I spoke to one economist to say, when a layman is looking at 2%, he's looking at it as is nothing. Then he said, no, that is a lot of money, and South Africa will not afford that. Where is the position of South Africa now? And maybe just to get it right, because a lot of people are asking, where are these things coming from? Because how the governance system is working, particularly in the state like Namibia, is that you have the government, which is in charge of leading the state, or which is in charge of exercising the state power and also managing the resources. Then on top of that, you have Bank of Namibia. That is where the resources are. And Bank of Namibia with the government, particularly the Minister of Finance, they work hand in hand. They try now to assist the minister in his planning to say, we have a borrowing strategy. We have a borrowing strategy to say, I know you have a budget, but here there is no money. Now, for you to fulfill that budget, we have a borrowing strategy. And that borrowing strategy is the one which you have explained to say, we need 29.8 billion just to fulfill what you told people. You understand what I'm saying? To fulfill what you told people. And out of this, 21.2 will be, you know, sourced domestically. I don't know how. And there is a word of, sorry that I cannot get it now. There's a word of taxing people without knowing, but I'll get back to that. But I just want to get it right here to say, why can't Namibia stand on its own? Why can't we be so frugal enough to deal with what we have? Because remember, we are not more than 3 point. We are not 4 million people. We are not 4 million people. We are in debt. And I will continue to say this. International records are not on our side, except press freedom. We are in debt. We have highest unemployment in SADC region. Mm. We are unequal economically, and we are still borrowing money. And I think those are some of the a lot of questions that we need to ask ourselves. And there is no economic theory which you can bring about which can indicate that we are doing very well. You cannot convince us that you are doing very well with your economic theory to say, no, we are doing very well. The country is under control. And just, recently, not 3 days ago, Donald Trump administration indicated that they are going to cut around 505 million, that was funded, it's US dollars funded to African Developmental Bank. That was also one of our source of survival. And beforehand, when you go back and look at Bank of Namibia financial stability report, it was indicating that Namibian economy in 2025 would grow with around 3%. Will grow 2025, and they also indicated that on top of Namibian economy is growing, there's a lot of risk in terms of cyber attack. You are asking yourself, how on earth are we as a country going to be in order? Because some of the things we are looking at them, and when these guys are explaining these things, to them is very simple, but to people on the ground, who are you going to live with this debt that you are going to look for from outside? And how are you going to put your house in order? Maybe economists can try to explain to ourselves, but we need to ask them questions to say, although other countries are also borrowing, mm-hmm. you having enough resources, why can't we play according to what we have? Why can't we tell the people the truth to say, this is the only amount of money that we have, we are not going to do this. And remember, there's already things that you have promised to say, there's no education is going to be free. Education is going to be free. A lot of good things are said. Are these things going to be practical? Or is just a political tool? Mm. Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because if you are not asking these questions, if you are not educating one another based on these things, there's no way that you are going to grow this country. Mm. If you are not simplifying these things to ourselves, there's no way that you are going to... Just before you come in, today I was talking to a former ambassador, Tate Kalomo. I was talking to him, I was asking him about a different thing, but that is also based on economy. When South Africa Department of International Relations, they are realigning their policies. What we were discussing yesterday, I spoke with him and I say South Africa is doing this because they realize that there is bad investment in some, you know, some missions. Mm. Then he said, no, that is fine. We also do, through his experience as a diplomat, and I'm quoting him, he says, oh no, the ministry also do evaluation to see, but for now, I don't think, Namibia is in that position to cut out some embassies. But there's expenditure in those. There's also an expenditure in those, countries which are not bringing us anything. Mm. Where are we going? Those are some of the questions that we ask ourselves, because apart from saying other countries are doing it, are we in the same position with them? Are we in the same position in terms of international records? And how are we going to move from there? Maybe we can move from there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, David, to elaborate further on my point,
yeah.
like I said, I think the reason why I said some countries are also doing it, it's not to say Namibia is isolated in doing that.
No, you understand? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Namibia is doing not so well.
Yeah.
And which is very much needed for us to do it.
Yeah.
And I do take your point into account.
Mm-hmm.
However, yeah. I agree and disagree.
No, you have a right to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
The reason why I'm
absolutely.
Saying
yeah.
is,
yeah.
There's a difference between smart borrowing and risky borrowing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
When you borrow to invest in infrastructure and healthcare,
yeah.
Or education can be productive because it creates a long-term value, right?
Yeah.
But if you're boring just to plug holes in operational costs and salaries without future returns, that's where it gets risky. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
I hear you.
Because when we invest in our healthcare facility or our infrastructure, we are borrowing to upgrade, right? But if we're going to borrow to just run operational costs, then we are busy risking. It's like saying, I'm going to take out a loan to live my life, my month to month comfortably. But that's going to put me in another debt in a few months or a year after that. You understand?
Yes.
Like, it's like literally taking a loan to spend on a weekend.
Yeah.
Or to go on a holiday. It's not wrong, but I'm just saying how risky it can be. Now I'm taking a loan.
Yeah.
To buy a house. That's something that's an asset. It brings me value. So this is also where it comes in with the borrowing. So I think the question Namibia or our prominent people in their positions need to ask, what is going to be beneficial for the country and what is not going to be beneficial? What are they borrowing that we can do without?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. But when you talk about health sector, when you talk about smart borrowing, I just wanted to take you back because one of the things which almost collapsed countries like Zambia, maybe you heard about what you called structural adjustment, when International Monetary Fund from the 80s to the, they came up with policies to say, let us readjust our planning, let us readjust our requirements to say, countries that we are going to offer money, they must spend on this. You understand? Because a capitalist can be bad, but can also be good. Because a capitalist does not want you to invest in social issues. They want you to invest they want you to open up the private sector to say. But what Zambia was doing when Kaunda came to power, what he was doing, he was spending more money on education, spending more money on health facilities, spending more money start nationalizing the copper industry. Then this guy decided to say, no, through our new principles, this is not what we are going to do with you, because we want you to cut on social services, because less to no return. You understand? But you know, you know where we are focusing now, the thinking where we are focusing now, yes, we have a new government. The government want what is good for us. But how are we doing economically? Because if you are saying education is going to be free, you are trying to move to a socialist perspective. You are trying also to move to a situation where things are becoming, the government is starting to give everything for free. But what are you going to do economically? Because you are competing with other countries. Because you cannot really be neutral in a moving train. And I don't think this is a smart, it's not a smart borrowing. It's not a smart borrowing. How can you keep on borrowing if you are still giving free things? You are just supposed to say, no, maybe I cut. Because you cannot, it's like I'm going to borrow money to go out and, entertain people in town, or entertain certain ladies that I want, but deep down I know I'm putting myself in debt. Instead of me just saying, no, I only have this amount of money, you are either in or you are out. Because smart borrowing must also be in line with where you are going. Because remember, Namibia wanted to be an industrialized country. But where are we investing our money more? Where are we investing our money? Are we investing our money? Is our money in line with our national goals? That's what we need to ask ourselves. And maybe the other thing that we need to look at also is that education is one thing which is very important. But education is not about getting a qualification. That's what people need to understand. Education, the content of education matters. Because right now in Namibia, we have a lot of people with master's degrees. PhDs are now starting to become to become, I don't want to say useless, to become something that you can just say, no, I am a doctor here. I'm at Eagle FM, I'm a doctor. When I say he's a doctor, everyone is trying to be a doctor. Mm. And there was even a guy who was saying, no, let us one guy who is part of a PhD association say, no, let us come up with certain rules on how these things are going to be operated. Mm. But giving education for free is a very good thing. But what are you giving? Is our education productive? That's what you need to ask yourself.
I think I'm not in that point. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the free education. I was the first person.
Yeah.
I had mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Although I'm happy.
Yeah.
But I'm also, but there's also a lot of questions that came after that post that I saw. Mm. Because I thought to myself that it's not going to resolve the unemployment issue.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Currently, education is not the issue in our unemployment center.
Yeah, it's not an issue.
It's not the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is we don't have jobs, or the criteria for the jobs that they are, advertising is way above. Because remember, you want someone that's young, but you want someone with 20 years experience. So you basically want the person to have worked for 10 years before they were born.
No, that is actually a very good argument.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That is the criteria. Or you want a secretary, not even a secretary. Let's say you want a cleaner.
Yeah.
But you want the person to have 4 years experience.
From where?
From where?
Yeah.
Not even the experience. Experience is probably still fine in that. Yeah. But you want the person to be computer literate. Will you give this person a computer to work on? Or will this person be cleaning? You understand? So we sometimes miss the goalpost.
Tesla.
You understand?
Yeah.
So my thinking is that yes, education is important, but is it as important as, because you're going to create a lot of people that's going to be educated.
Yeah.
But they don't have a job still.
Yeah.
They still don't have a job.
And somebody who is educated and without a job is going to be a very dangerous weapon in the society. Because if individual will try to survive, and when this individual will try to survive and there's no job, then it will create
an
angry nation.
And they will create a job, you know, and those jobs are illegal.
Yeah, they will create a job.
So
which
we
is not,
are actually opening up another can
another
of
sector.
Worms,
yeah.
Which is the crime, you know, the crime will also raise, because I would have been fine if you said, let's cut the registration fees.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I was having this conversation with one of my friends. It's the same thing with, criminal activities.
Mm.
You know, our focus is not on reducing crimes. Our focus is to catch more criminals so that maybe the correction, the police system will look as effective as possible.
Yes.
But you are not curing the problem.
Mm.
Why are people committing crimes?
That's what you need to go through. Because we're putting a plaster on something.
Having jails and prison full of people doesn't make you a best country at all. There's something that you are not doing which is not right. There's something that you are not doing which is not right. If you have individuals who are committing crimes at the highest level, then you need to ask yourself, why are people doing this? Because if you are not addressing that truth, we are going to move in a circle. That's why when we come back to this, borrowing strategy, you know, it's a good strategy to survive, but is it going to sustain you long term?
Mm.
Because if you can do a monitoring and evaluation to see how is the salary scale of the private sector, how is the salary scale of public sector? Why do we still have a gap in terms of, resource distribution? What can we do? How can we generate more money instead of relying on other countries? And remember, when you talk about shift in global relations, things are changing every day. South Africa is positioning itself to the point where it's going to survive when the storm is coming, because it's at the center. One feet is with BRICS, the other one is with the Western world, and we are just in the middle. And if you are saying we do not have a very clear strategy where we are going, I think that's something that we need to look at. And giving education for free when you do not have money to sustain it, I'm not getting where we are going. That's why we need to come on board and we need to discuss this. Maybe somebody can come and educate us better because, you know, speaking doesn't mean that we have all the facts. However, we are so concerned about how things are going. It's the same thing when you have somebody who spend more money than what he can afford.
Mm.
Because a state, the operation of the state is not different from a human being. It's definitely a human being. Yesterday we were talking about international relation, which is the same as friendship.
Mm.
Then when you talk about financial prudency, when you talk about your goals and what you do, I think those are some of the things that we need to look at. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe and also Zafia Basson. Today we are talking about what is the long-term impact of, you know, spending more than what you have. We are looking at Bank of Namibia borrowing strategy, which is indicating that Namibia will need around 29.8 billion, which 21 is going to be borrowed, I mean, it's going to be sourced domestically, and to sustain or maybe to realize or to bring the budget into the budget which was presented into realization. And the question that we're asking ourselves, don't we have better ways on how to handle this? And there's also a question on the table about, is that smart borrowing? Because borrowing is not a problem, because even businesses and bigger corporations, they borrow. As long as you're borrowing smart, you are not borrowing to waste, but you are borrowing to invest. So you can engage us in the studio. You can call us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, and your views will be much respected.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakare riferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefumane hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Yes, listeners, dear listeners, we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our discussion. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and dear Zafia. Zafia, maybe let us look at what do you think is in the mind of Bank of Namibia? Is this entirely a good plan, or there is something that we don't understand? Because I'm asking this question because, you know, when you look at last year, I was very impressed. You know, when you look at an institution like Namibia Revenue Agency, it has done exceptionally well, particularly in terms of tax collections, and it's continued doing so. Because when you look at what happened last year, just between 1st of April to 30th of September in 2024, they collected, net amount of 45.1 billion. That is from domestic and also external tax.
That's now Bank of Namibia.
No. NAMRA.
NAMRA.
Yeah, Namibia Revenue Agency. Yeah, and this is indicating that compared to the previous year, that is now 2023, it represents an increase of 7.1 billion. Now, why do you have to go outside? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. If you have already an effective institution, why do you have to go outside? Why can't we put our things in order?
Well, I think, at the end of the day, that money is probably also budgeted somewhere. Do you understand?
No, there's always budget for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so totally.
Yeah.
So I think in this regard is for whatever they have planned for this year and next year.
Mm.
Has definitely not making the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they're going to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
But probably with the new upcoming projects, like the green.
We just have one which is promising and the other one also which just started.
So let's see, maybe.
Yeah.
Of course, they should also be spending in those things, because remember, for us to make money, you sometimes need to spend money.
Yeah, you need to spend money. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like starting a business. You first have to spend money to make money. So that is probably what I can probably justify it. I'm not an economist.
No, you don't need to be.
Yeah.
You don't
but I'm just thinking one. That for them to come up with those projects, of course, there are human resources that they need. There's infrastructure, whatever the works, yada, yada.
Yeah. Because
so they need to do an input to get an output. So probably going forward, hopefully, we borrow this to overcome a few things. Hopefully there's things in the pipeline that will decrease should we go borrow next year, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Or once this financial year ends and we have to go borrow, let it be with a lesser amount.
Yeah, I think... Well, let us also look at what's happening inside the country. Because when you look at what's happening inside the country, NAST and UNAM, they just finished. I think NAST is continuing with their graduation. And we are receiving a lot of graduates in the market. There's actually a lot of them. And I don't have the statistic with me, but the statement from Namibia University of Science and Technology is indicating that this year graduates... It's a huge number in the history of NAST. What is this telling you? It means that, the market, the job market, has become so concentrated, and you need a plan to work with these people. Mm. You need a plan to work with these people, and this plan should not come from borrowing a lot of money. It must come from inside.
No, I totally agree in that regard.
No, I'm sorry. Mm. And the other thing also, I was talking to one farmer and one lecturer of agriculture from Vervicha, Dr. Kai.
Mm.
And he admitted with me to say, when you talk about the relationship between academic and practicalities, in Namibia we are too deep into theories. Imagine getting this from somebody who is a lecturer of agriculture. He is indicating to say, although there are things that we are teaching at university, although there are things that we are giving in terms of our curriculum, there is deep theories than practicals. And that gap, if it's not field, it's going to continue creating a lot of problems, because what I learned from school and what is in the market is different.
Mm.
Because if I give an example of me, what we learn from school, we learn a lot of theories. We learn a lot of theories, but a lot of things I started learning them when I get into the field.
Mm.
And you start realizing to say, maybe it was, yes, some skills that you can learn indirectly, like working with people and all those things. Maybe you can learn them from universities.
Mm.
But the practicality of things in Namibia, we are still lacking. We are still lacking in terms of that. That's why I'm saying you cannot solve the problem of unemployment if you are not solving the content of what you are teaching people. Because at the end of the day, you have a lot of unproductive human capital. Because if statistics are telling you that currently, as you are speaking, a lot of people who are in the working force are those without degrees, then something is not right.
Mm.
Because where are you putting your kids? So, but I think something that need to be interrogated, something which need to be interrogated, because having human capital was already a guarantee for you to have a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah, because people can even work outside. We can work in international organizations and they come back and bring money. We can go outside, we can work for Facebook, we can work for Google, we come back with finance or maybe with innovative ideas. And how is our innovation scale? Where are we standing? Can we just continue to borrow ideas or using what other people are using? Or we are going to start with our innovation as a country, or it's too late?
I don't think it's too late.
Yeah.
I just think we just need to plan. We need a proper plan.
Yeah, we need a proper plan. Where is that plan coming from? We already have national planning. What are they doing? Or it's plans from
maybe
academia.
Maybe they're just not sharing everything, hopefully. Let me think that. I want to go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
So I think
maybe they have something under
it's
the carpet.
Just somewhere the blueprint is hidden.
Okay, okay.
Us. We are just seeing the high-level one.
Okay.
But we shouldn't get scared because the blueprint is still somewhere. But on a serious note, I hope
there's a plan.
There is a legit plan for us to get out of this borrowing.
If not,
then whatever we've been saying
yeah.
for the couple of years, for the last
we
5 years, as
well,
we're doing good as a country.
Yeah.
We've been said
yeah.
that we're doing good as a country.
Yeah.
But like you said, what define that doing good?
Yeah.
Is it good in happy, because we've also had a recent report that we're not so happy.
No, we are unhappy. Even Iraq, imagine Iraq and Iran. Those countries, they make me angry.
Oh, let me say, I think the sample of people that they used.
No.
Look, I don't know.
Look, you know, sometimes we can agree and disagree.
Yeah.
But when you have a think tank or when you have international ranking, you don't necessarily need to believe everything. But there is content in what they are saying. If they rank you to say you are at 103, if they rank you to say 100, you can argue whatever you can argue.
Mm.
Okay, how many steps are you going to argue to make sure that, okay, maybe if they made the mistake, you are at the 95. You are still not good. You are still not happy. Because even if, you know, this thing of research, there's always room for loopholes in research. But it is telling you something to say. There's something that you are not doing right. Yeah, because you can say, no, they use wrong people. Those are just international. Yes, it can be. They can have an agenda. But placing you there with other countries, I don't think, it could be, even if they made a mistake, where are you positioning yourself?
To be quite honest, I question that.
Yeah.
The reason why I question that is I don't think Namibia is that unhappy. You understand? As a nation.
No, you know,
but probably what we do not understand is what happiness is, being content with what you have and being discontent with what you do not have.
And the other thing is that what is that you do not have? Let me ask you this question.
Mm.
In Namibia, what is that you do not have?
Mm.
You do not have a guaranteed working capital. I mean, a guaranteed human capital in the future.
Mm.
You have a gap between the... You have a gap between the first generation, because the older generation and the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of educated, unemployed young people in SADC.
Mm.
That's telling you a lot. And in terms of inequality, you are at number two in terms of economic inequality. It means that it means that there's still a lot of people in Namibia who are not, not to say they are not content. Mm. They do not have basic needs. Even if you have basic, you may have basic needs, but you are scared of what your kids are going through.
Mm.
Because you can walk in the street, out of 10 people that you find, five of them, out of 10 parents that you find, five of them, they have kids that went to university, but they are not working. Out of 10 kids that you have in the family, five of them are not able to have proper jobs.
Mm.
The future is not guaranteed. How are you going to be happy? How are you going to be happy?
I think it's a discussion we...
No, we need to extend that discussion. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we need to extend that discussion.
Well,
yeah.
We are busy with the budget,
yeah.
Guys. So please,
yeah,
if you want to call,
yeah,
please call us on 083-288-8401.
083-288-8401 or 083-288-401. So we have around 30 seconds before we come to the end of our program. Today we are talking about the problematic area of borrowing what you do not have.
What many of you guys do.
Yeah. What is the future implication of this? And how can, is it a presidency at international fora, or is just something that Namibia is doing? But today we have heard that other countries are also doing it. But are we other countries? That is the question. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. And we are going to leave you in the good hands of Naluvanda with Omtumwa. And until next time.
Yes, please tune in tomorrow again, same time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Shab shab.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kusema app atolokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, nise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha, aimba app.